Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 381. Mayberry's alive and well. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out, the Mayberry Trivia Book. Great book by Scott Hopkins. You can get you a Mayberry Deputy Badge, all kinds of t-shirts. Wear your Mayberry with pride. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of episode number 381 is Rick Grimsley. Rick, Henry Bennett, Blinkum, Blinkum, Nodimus Rex. Rick is one of our tribute artists and does Henry Bennett. He does that only because we called him that all the time, but that's what he does. So thank you, Rick, for your support of Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is great to have you guys with me. It's always fun to be able to spend a little bit more time in Mayberry with you guys, and I'm so thankful you are able to show up every week and just enjoy talking about the Andy Griffith Show. Now, this episode is going to be a little different because that is exactly what we're going to do. Is talk about the Andy Griffith Show. So I'm going to get some background music from the VW Boys. Isn't that nice? A little bit of kind of Mayberry-ish music from the Darlings, sounds like. But this is actually the VW Boys at VWBoys.com. Thank you, Tim White, for permission to do that. So, folks, over the years, we've done a lot of stuff here on Two Chairs, No Waiting. And one of the things that still kind of fascinates me is how do you get folks involved with the Andy Griffith Show? There's a lot of fans out there who love the show, but don't even know about imayberry.com. They certainly don't know about the podcast. They don't know. They think they're all alone. They think they're the unusual one, but we need to let them know they're not. So I wanted to talk in this episode just a little bit about what makes the Andy Griffith Show. Where's it coming from? Why do we love it? So, you know, myself, I'll tell my story, basically. You know, I love the Andy Griffith Show. You guys know that. Obviously, I've been on 200 or 380 previous episodes of this show. I run imayberry.com. I run Weaver's Department Store now. My wife does, actually. I'm just the silent partner. You know, she tells me what to do, and I'm silent. That's how that works. See, she doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can say that. Nobody needs to tell her. Anyway, I love the Andy Griffith Show myself. I sit around in the evenings, and one of the reasons I started watching it was back in college. My roommate, Rob Jones, and I would get together every night at 10:05 and take a break from studying or whatever else we were doing, which normally it was studying. You may not know I'm an electrical engineer, believe it or not. So I did a lot of studying, and I couldn't really tell that it helped a lot by the grades I made, but I did study a lot. But every night at 10:05, the Andy Griffith Show came on TV, and we would pop some popcorn and sit down there in front of the TV and watch the Andy Griffith Show, because it was it's just something that kind of relieved some of the stress from the day and all the studying, and I think it still does that. And hopefully that's what it does for you. I know it does for me. The top of my list on Netflix, I don't know if you guys have Netflix for streaming TV, but it is the Andy Griffith Show, because you can watch it right there on Netflix. And, of course, I have the DVDs myself. But there's always something special about watching Andy Griffith with other people. I don't know, even if they're not in the room with you, and just knowing it's on TV land, and we're watching it at the same time, there's something kind of special about that. Now, the Andy Griffith Show is great for people my age, you know, 50 or near 50, 40s, 50s, and over. But what about young people, Generation Xers? How many of those are actually watching the Andy Griffith Show? Folks younger than 40, let's say. How do we get those folks involved? Because it's a black and white TV show. Do they even watch that? I was at an event this weekend before last, down in Gordo, Alabama at Mule Days. And we set up a Weavers booth there, Weavers Department Store. And we had a lot of folks drop by looking at all the Mayberry items and enjoying it. But I was kind of shocked to some degree by the number of kids that came by with their parents. The parents loved it. They were looking at Barney. They were looking at the badges. They were looking at the different t-shirts we had. They were looking at them all hanging there and smiling and laughing and talking about their favorite characters. And some of the kids, they would go, "Do you even know who this is?" And the kids would even, looking at Barney, would go, "No, I don't think I've ever seen him." Oh, of course, they would walk off, and I would say, "Wow, those are some bad parents not raising their kids any better than that." But that's not really true. There's so many options for young people. So what is it about the Andy Griffith Show that they might enjoy? Now, me, you know, as I said, I watch it all the time. But, you know, it actually started before I was born, the Andy Griffith Show, and was basically off the air before I was old enough to realize what a TV was. But I've loved it for years. And, you know, I probably average watching an episode at least a day, at least one episode a day, average. Because some days I'll sit down and I'll watch three or four, and other days I may not get to watch it. But over the years, it's easy to believe that out of the 249 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show that are about 27 minutes long, if you get to see the uncut ones, you know, I've watched every episode at least once a year for a long time. You know what? They never get old. They're always funny. And it's pretty amazing that you can sit down and still watch them all the time. Now, why can you do that? What keeps people glued to the TV watching the Andy Griffith Show? You know, it was set in the 1960s, because that's when it came on, 1960. But, you know, even in the 60s, the Andy Griffith Show was not really contemporary. Andy talked about life in the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry actually more resembled the life in Mount Airy or in the 1930s when he was growing up. So even in the 1960s, the Andy Griffith Show was really an old show in the sense that the community, the atmosphere was related more to the 1930s than 1960s. So why is it the kids from the, I don't know, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, why would they enjoy this show? Well, is it because of, you know, people just like shows of a particular era? In other words, they like Lucy and Dick Van Dyke. And I have to admit, I do like Dick Van Dyke's show, but I hardly ever get to see it. I Love Lucy has never been something I just sat down and had to watch. I mean, I've seen it. I've watched it. I've watched them all, but, you know, Leave It to Beaver. I like Leave It to Beaver. But it's not that those shows are in black and white or they were made back in the 60s and that makes me love the Andy Griffith Show. So that's not it. So why do kids like it? Or why? What can we do that would get kids to like it? Now, is it because it's just wholesome TV? Well, you know, to be honest with you, I love the Andy Griffith Show and it is wholesome TV, but is that really the reason I like it? Is that why we watch the Andy Griffith Show? Because it's wholesome? I mean, I got to admit to you guys that I watch stuff like, you know, over the years, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and weird shows like that. I watch those things because they're fun. I enjoy them. But they're not like the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, I don't watch them every day. And I've certainly not watched an average of one a day for so many years. But I do like other kinds of shows, you know, mystery shows and sci-fi shows. I watch Star Trek. I love Star Trek. I have watched a lot of Star Trek, I admit. But still, that's not it either. So what is it about the Andy Griffith Show that keeps you going back every so often to season one, episode one, and watching The New Housekeeper? What keeps us coming back? You've watched them a dozen times. You watch them 100 times. I don't know how many times, but you still laugh out loud when you see Barney Fife about to do something that you know Barney shouldn't be doing. You know it. You see the rest of them, Floyd and Otis and Ernest T. Bass. You see them all, Goober, Gomer. and you laugh with them. You laugh about what they're going to do. Is that what we like about the Andy Griffith Show? Of course, there's Don Knotts and Andy Griffith that were like a perfect team. But you do know that in the beginning, Andy, there wasn't supposed to be a deputy. That was never going to be the case. Andy was going to be the comedy. So if you watch the first several episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, he's much more like Will Stockdale. You know, we've seen that and we know that to be the case. But, you know, have we ever really thought about it? What changed Andy? In those first several episodes, he had a country accent. Very country. Just like Will Stockdale on No Time for Sergeants. So he was going to be the star of the Andy Griffith Show. He was going to be the comedy. But then Don Knotts, thank goodness, saw that pilot episode from the Danny Thomas Show and called up Andy, who he had met working on No Time for Sergeants in the theater, and then later on the movie. He called Andy up and said, "Don't you think you need a deputy?" And Andy was convinced that, "Yeah, I think I do." So he set up the meeting, and wow, the rest is history. And that comedy pair of Andy Griffith playing a straight man and Don Knotts being Deputy Barney Fife was born. It wouldn't be the same without Barney. We all agree on that. Barney is great. But you got to realize the Andy Griffith Show wouldn't be the Andy Griffith Show without Andy. Sheriff Andy Taylor, he never won an award for that. Andy didn't. You know, Don, he won Emmys. Aunt Bee even won Emmys. But Andy, he never did win an Emmy for his role as Andy Taylor. But if Andy Griffith Show is the greatest show of all time, is Sheriff Andy Taylor the greatest character of all time? You ever thought of that? You know, we saw on the pilot, we saw him being funny and laughing and, you know, making the jokes. But did he need a deputy? Thank goodness he got one. And he recognized that, and he was able to become a straight man for then Floyd the Barber and Goober Pyle and Gomer Pyle and all those other characters that came through the town of Mayberry on a regular basis. That straight man, Andy Griffith, made all those other people, Barney Fife, like I said, Floyd, Goober, Gomer, Howard Sprague, he made them all better. He made the show. I mean, we always say Don made the show. And, you know, when the show went from black and white to color, and you had, Goober was there instead of, and Gomer had left, and you ended up with Barney gone, and Warren came in, and then there was no deputy, and then Floyd, he left, and you got replaced with Emmett, and Howard Sprague became a main character on the show. Who was the constant? Who appeared in every one of the 249 episodes? Sheriff Andy Taylor. So if it weren't for Sheriff Andy Taylor, those first five seasons that were amazing with Don Knotts and Deputy Barney Fife, and then those last three seasons, which some people might say they were not as good as the first five, but they're still better than anything else on TV. So, yeah, the first five seasons of the Andy Griffith Show, that might be the best television ever made. And then the last three seasons of the Andy Griffith Show, that might be the second best television series of all time. Because Andy Taylor was there with that common sense attitude that made all those other crazy people acceptable. You know, even at the end of the show, Otis quit appearing because, you know, we started having the sponsors didn't like the promoting drinking. So we lost Otis. So much changed in those color episodes. Otis was on the color episodes, but so much changed as it went along that it really hurt us. But I do believe that that's one of the reasons we love the show, is Sheriff Andy Taylor is a normal, everyday guy. don't we kind of think of ourselves as normal, everyday people? Or do you think of yourself as Barney Fife or Howard Sprague or Floyd the Barber or Otis? Is that who you think of yourself of? Or do you think of yourself as Sheriff Andy Taylor? Are you the normal guy? Are you the one that sees all these characters and what they're doing and laughs and chuckles to yourself? Is that why we love the show? Because we kind of live it through Andy? Because aren't we the normal people? We're surrounded by all these funny folks, people you work with, the people you grew up with, people from your hometown. Did you know Ernest T? Did you know some of the church ladies that Aunt B ran around with? Yeah, well, I think we all did. And I believe even if you're 40 or 50 or 20 or 30 or even 17, known people in your life that are similar to those people. The boy who would eat soap in biology class just to try to get a laugh, while everybody else stood around and saw it. We laughed at them, with them. And isn't that what we're doing with Barney and Goober and Gomer? We're not laughing at them. We're laughing with them because they're doing things that are funny. And the Andy Griffith Show put a small town in that lifestyle right in front of us every week. And now every day, every time you throw in an episode on your DVD player, we get to share just a little bit of that joy of the Andy Griffith Show and what it meant. And from there, we go on and enjoy just spending time in Mayberry. So hopefully, that's exactly what you do every week and every time we watch the show. So share a little bit about that with people that you know. Bring a little bit of Mayberry right into your life. And let's just have some fun with it. Folks, I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear what you think about the Andy Griffith Show, about Mayberry, and what it is that that you see that makes it special. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can also drop me a line over at twochairsnowaiting.com, the website. There's all kinds of contact information there. Email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Just leave messages there. Whatever you'd like to do, I'd like to hear what you think about the Andy Griffith Show. It's a great show, and it'll never get old. So, folks, until next time, give me a call. Let me know what you think, and we'll see you right here in Mayberry. Have a great week.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.